It's 8:41, Monday morning with the Musers. A couple segments ago, we talked about Jerry Jones talking to the beat writers on the bus from the Combine, as he does pretty much every year. We had a lot to say about some of what Jerry said. Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the Cowboys owner and GM, Jerry Jones, who wants to talk about that segment that we just did. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, man. How are y'all doing?
Good. Okay.
Good. Doing fine this morning. I want to clarify some of the things that have been misreported from my bus address.
Okay.
Y'all like my bus, by the way?
That's sweet. I love that
nice,
Prevost
George?
Bus.
I figured you'd appreciate that. You with all your country music artists and travel around on them buses. I figured you'd like that.
Oh,
bus.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah, I love that bus, too. Now, Stephen always violates the no number two rule.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So we have to stop at basically every RV dump site we can to offload Stephen's enchilada dinners from the night before.
But terrible.
Yeah, I do want to clarify some of the things because I'm being severely misquoted by myself when y'all are playing these clips.
Yeah, I was gonna
by
say,
yourself.
How could you be misquoted by yourself?
Well, they're very misleading. Very misleading. And I want to say that y'all would be surprised at how when y'all, relative to what input, when I'm making decisions, when it comes relative to decision-making, and I'm not being tried, but when it comes to the process of making the deciding decisions, that I take in many advices from various people. Everyone wants me to listen to other people, and I do listen to other people when I make decisions.
Right.
Relative to decisions.
I'm not following.
See, it's just all that double talk, though. It's just it's very confusing.
Well, I'm talking about the when the fans, as it were, relatively speaking, relative to the fans, that they get frustrated with me thinking that I make poor football decisions and that I should listen to the experts.
Right.
Well, I do listen to the experts.
Yeah.
I do. I listen to other people. But there is a price relative to listening to other people.
Yeah, I guess there can be. They can make mistakes, too.
And let's not sugarcoat it. I listen to other people. How do you think we got Mozzie? Okay, now Mozzie.
That wasn't your fault?
Mozzie, that was Steven picking a funny name to crack up his buddies.
Okay.
If I was in charge, I would have taken a good player, but he wanted Mozzie.
Okay.
That makes some sense.
Not your fault.
Now, relative to other relative things, I want you to know, and I want the Cowboy fans to know, that it's important that they know that I'm ready to be spending money. And money's in free agency.
Well, let's see it. There's some guys out there that can help you.
There are. And I'm the one who has to sign the checks, and I will sign the checks.
Okay.
Just not for Brandon Aubrey.
Oh, whoa, okay.
Well, that's a story.
Look, relative to Brandon Aubrey, he needs to realize that he's a kicker, all right? Now, I know that he should get paid. But just not $10 million a year. That's too much money for a kicker.
Okay.
In my mind.
Fair enough.
In my mind.
That would make him the highest paid kicker.
Right. And $10 million a year, that's 30 times more than my idiot son, Jerry Jr., makes.
And he's family, for God's sake.
Right. I was about to say, he unfortunately sprang from my loins. That's family, and he doesn't get paid that much. So Brandon Aubrey needs to realize that there are a lot of good kickers in the world today.
Yep.
A lot of good kickers. Hell, I saw Spalding make a 52-yarder wearing loafers.
Well, wow. Sign him up, I guess.
Now, he was geeked out of his mind on Adderall at the time.
Oh,
so he had, like, superhuman country mule strength in that leg of his. But he still made it. And okay. That loafer went through the uprights too. Right behind football.
What a violent kick!
Yeah, very violent, very violent. But yeah, you know he squirrels away that Adderall. He gets it from his friends at that school he goes to. But anyway,
he's out of school now.
But anyway, it's a very big day in the Jones household. Very what? Big, very lot of excitement this morning.
Why is that?
Because. As you guys know, it's probably been reported by David Moore and some of them yellow journalists that Jerry Jr. has been wearing pull-ups for the last few nights.
No, he hasn't.
And he made it for second night in a row. He didn't have an accident. So this is a new one for us.
He's 60 years old.
It's a new one.
He shouldn't announce that, even if it was true.
Hey, can I give a shout-out to my airport bathroom baby.
Man, we almost made it.
Do you mean almost your do you mean your daughter?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, Veruca, she turns 28 today, and so I've got to go Range Rover shopping for a gift. You know that her gate agent of a mama's always on my ass to buy her a fancy car every birthday, but. But that gate agent woman, she drives me crazy.
Okay.
Hey, pro tip, never believe a woman when she tells you she's on the pill right as you're telling her to turn around and pull her hair back.
Okay. Jerry,
write that down.
We were supposed to talk about the off season.
Don't believe her. I ain't got nothing to say about the off season. Good morning
or the combine or something.
No, good morning.
All right, see ya. There goes Jerry.